Fred Film Radio, BFI Film Festival, London.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival. And I'm here in the company of director Asli Özge and cinematographer Emrah Erkmen. And they're here presenting the film All of a Sudden. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So, I've been requested not to ask what this film is about. The first question, if I can't ask what the film is about, is going to be another cliche question, but our listeners would like to know, where did the story come from for you? What is the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe shortly I can still say, because, you know, the title gives you a little bit clue. All of a sudden, everything is different. And actually, if your life changes one night, and then what happens next day? How do you go with it, you know? And I read in a newspaper in Turkey, although this is a German film, and I'm coming from Istanbul myself, and I read in a newspaper that a young woman died in the house of another man whom she didn't know before. And every next day, it was a huge thing in the media, because the woman was married and had a child, and she was a famous television moderator. And I didn't know her because I was living in Germany, and I don't watch really television, actually. But I thought, why it is so much taking so place? And everybody was writing, like, she deserved maybe dying because she was having one night stand, and, you know, all this. Suddenly, the moralist issue was so extremely pushed. And I was a bit nervous on that. And then I thought, okay, so I have to do something. But I didn't want to talk about only moral issue, morality. I wanted to talk about, like, what is guilt and not guilty and our prejudices and, you know, all this stuff. So that's why I carried the story to Germany and try to tell it from the point of view of the man who just stayed alive after the woman died.
One of the things that we can say about the story of the film is that it is one man's journey through these events. And a lot of the times we, as the viewers, are kept it's kept a secret from us, some of the things that are happening in his head. Now, while you construct this film, how do you make sure that you keep that sense of mystery and keep the viewer wondering what's happening here?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to really play with the minds of the audience with that, because if you don't have some information, then you try to judge others. And I wanted to show that, you know, we all judge others. And as an audience, you always change positions. And in front of our eyes, the society or the pressure of the society on a man makes him becoming a monster almost. But still, we are keeping and changing positions next to this man. And it was my idea from the beginning on. And of course, it is like more interesting that I was a bit like very, very positive, of course, surprised. And when everybody wrote this thriller with this element. And I think that's why they are saying it, because they don't know and people want to know. And you keep it until the end, what's going on. So.
Well, as a cinematographer, how do you try to understand that? And also, could you tell us a little bit about your process working on this film?
Okay, sure. For the film, the environment of the Carson, I mean, also this location, what we shot at this small village, it's like the set for us. It is also another character for the film. So that's why we were looking for a location, like a very claustrophobic location, where you're stuck in this small town, and where you cannot see your future, where you cannot see the far. That's why we found this very nice location in Germany, which has this river in between, and right and left it's covered with the mountains. As I said, you cannot see any far away or the horizon, and that's
but
why
we didn't want the film to be that much claustrophobic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So that's why actually we shot in autumn, and maybe
And that's why the autumn colors were very important. What you say, actually, in German, it's like a golden autumn. What we say, its colors are so vivid, and it's so strong, and it's so beautiful. Yet it has this melancholia in it. And it's a very nice atmosphere. So that's why we were looking for the location exactly like this.
So the landscape of the actual setting of the place, like I remember a moment where like the lead character stands up on a hill and looks down at the village.
Exactly.
So the landscape, it was important. It's not just the indoor
setting. Exactly, it's very important. In such case, of course, I mean, because he's stuck in this village and he goes up to the mountains where you can breathe and then see the general perspective of it. And then it, and then of course he changes, and then he sees the overview, and then he changes, and then it's, and the location was, I mean, it's beautiful, the landscape. Yeah.
I've been told that this interview has to come to an end, but I can't end it without asking something about, maybe briefly, a comment on the lead actor in this film. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the casting took almost 1 year because I could find the other actors, you know, the supporting roles. But Karsten was like a character which was in every frame inside. And it's a big transformation of the character in front of our eyes, becoming from a normal guy to a bit like monstrous character. So that was very important. And normally when I work, I don't give the script to every actor. So they only get their parts on characters, but they don't know what's really happening on the other's lives.
Yeah.
So, and this is, and of course this brings somehow difficulties to the actors, which I want to work with that. And I had to find also an actors who are ready to play and to go on a journey like that with me.
Yeah.
And that's why, so it's a, it was a long casting, like almost 1 year. And at the end, so I found Sebastian Hülk. I'm very, very happy.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very
much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.